I'm Andrew Green with this week's Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Molly's Game at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Molly's Game is the new film written and directed by Aaron Sorkin. It stars Jessica Chastain as Molly Bloom, a former poker queen. This is a true story. See, Molly Bloom got some national attention back in 2013 when the feds threw a bunch of charges at her for illegal activities while running secret high-stakes poker games. I won't tell you what the end result of the real-life situation was because I didn't know it going into this film, and I think being unaware of the story's particulars actually made the movie more enjoyable for me. Anyway, as noted, Jessica Chastain plays Molly Bloom. She's a former Olympic skier who sort of falls into the world of high-stakes poker by accident. When her skiing career comes to an abrupt end because of an injury, Molly finds herself working as the assistant to a rich guy in Los Angeles. He runs these big poker games with his rich buddies, some of whom are Hollywood stars. When this guy tries to fire Molly, though, she takes over the poker games for herself, setting up a series of even higher-stakes games in both Los Angeles and later New York. The games attract movie stars, high-powered businessmen, and professional athletes, all of whom will blow hundreds of thousands of dollars in a single game. Molly takes tips from them for the courtesy of providing them with fancy and discreet places to play. Things get dangerous, though, when Russian mobsters start showing up to the poker games. Because Molly here doesn't use thugs to enforce order at her games, there isn't much that she can do to make the mobsters go away. Still, she keeps the business running on her wits, raking in millions of dollars over a short period of time before everything blows up in her face. Now, what I just told you is depicted in flashback form throughout Molly's Game. The movie occasionally cuts back to present day as Molly explains all of this to her attorney, played by Idris Elba. She tells him everything that led up to her facing a slew of federal charges. In the end, will she go to prison or will she walk? Will she get her millions back from the feds? Now, the hook of Molly's Game is that the movie hinges on one question in particular. Will Molly hand over the dirt that she has on a variety of big names and top criminals to the feds in order to save her own skin? Well, I'll spoil one thing for you. She will not do that. As Jessica Chastain's Molly states to Idris Elba in one intense dramatic scene, all she really has is her good name. She will not betray the trust of those who have given it to her just so she can avoid going to jail. And dirt on these gentlemen Molly does have. She knows terrible things about a lot of famous and infamous people. She could ruin them all, but here's the thing, they trusted her, and that means something to Molly. It does to me too. I think this character is practically heroic. She will not squeal. She sticks to her guns. I admire that in someone. I probably would have rolled over. Not Molly, though. Jessica Chastain is great in this film. I really like this actress. She's calm and capable throughout the film. Chastain's Molly runs a multi-million dollar business with really nothing but her own mind. Her father, played by Kevin Costner in the film, states as much at one point. There's some drama in this movie about how daddy Kevin Costner put too much pressure on Molly to excel when she was young. We learn that her whole family is filled with overachievers. Costner tells us it's because he put so much pressure on everyone. He does have a great scene with Molly toward the film's end when they both come clean to each other, although I could have done without Kevin Costner crying. Look, we don't need to see Kevin Costner cry. Anyway, another great thing about Molly's Game is Idris Elba as Molly's attorney. He takes her case on principle. She doesn't have any money, but he wants to ensure that this complicated case ends properly for her. It's not even clear whether or not she deserves to go to jail. That's not really the point. I mean, yes, we do see her breaking the law, but as this movie shows, running a high-stakes poker game is tricky business. It's easy to run afoul of the law when doing something like this, and the transgressions made by Molly all seem to be pretty mild. The scenes between Chastain and Elba are Molly's Game's best. I really like seeing both of these actors together. They're fantastic on screen. I noticed while watching Molly's Game that virtually all of this woman's problems are caused by men's egos. They either can't handle her being smarter than them, or they can't handle the fact that she's not into them. So here she is in this film, surrounded by the worst kind of men who all take out their own insecurities on her, and she still in the end doesn't throw them under the bus. That's a good character. Now, Aaron Sorkin's writing here is great, as it usually is. I also thought he did a pretty good job directing. For example, I don't personally know how to play poker, but that did not prevent me from understanding Molly's Game. They do get into some poker stuff in this movie, but they do it in the right kind of way, making it possible for a poker-ignorant viewer such as myself to just accept what they're being told. I know that having a bunch of cards with pictures on them is a good thing, right, with queens and kings or something. I think aces are also good. It doesn't matter. The movie does not make the poker stuff too hard to understand. This is a nuanced and interesting story. The film looks great. Jessica Chastain and Idris Elba are very good together, and even though this thing is about 2.5 hours, it never got boring or dragged. I was intrigued the whole way through. I recommend Molly's Game. See it while you still can. It's not going to win any Oscars, but this is a strong film with a good story and a compelling heroine. I give Molly's Game a 3 out of 5 for this week's Flick Pick.